Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Yesterday, like most of you, I was at Subiaco for the funeral of Daniel Phillips, a loved one whose tragic death fills us with grief. We think of what might have been, what a wonderful priest he would have made. He's in a good place, but we're not. Which is why I told Father Ravi that I wanted to spend this weekend with you all as we draw on our faith to put everything into God's hands, confident that, as always, He will bring good out of our loss, even though it may be too early for us to see it yet. I'm sure that's what Daniel would want. Daniel had a great love for the rosary, and I'm sure that one of the first prayers he learned as a child was probably the Hail Mary, a prayer which some non-Catholics criticize for being directed to Mary instead of to God. Part of the problem is that people presume that all prayer is worship, which we agree should only be directed to God. But worship isn't the only kind of prayer there is. Prayer is spiritual conversation, of which there are many kinds, including meditation, contemplation, intercession, adoration, formal prayers like the Our Father and the Hail Mary, the Rosary, the Way of the Cross, novenas, litanies, and of course, liturgies. Now, liturgies are always worship. For instance, the liturgy of the Mass, or the liturgy of the hours. The Hail Mary, on the other hand, is not, strictly speaking, worship. It is spiritual conversation with the Mother of God in heaven, for whom from the cross Jesus gave us to be our mother too. And so it's conversation with our mother. In it, we praise Mary, we profess our faith in her Son, and we ask for her prayers. Now, why do I bring this up today? Because of Daniel's great love for the Blessed Mother, and because on this first Sunday following his death, our gospel reading, which is the Visitation, contains the biblical verse from which the second sentence of the Hail Mary was taken, the prayer which Daniel loved so much. And I think it's no mere coincidence that right after his death, the first weekend, we would have this reading. In this verse, we have St. Elizabeth's praise of Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Now, this follows the words the angel Gabriel used to praise Mary and announce God's choice of her to bear our Savior. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And so the Hail Mary prayer begins with words taken from the biblical account of the Annunciation and Visitation, the first two glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And I know the rosary was prayed here at Daniel's wake. Not those particular mysteries, but the rosary was prayed. Now, doesn't it make sense that if God sent his angel to praise Mary, that we should praise her too? Doesn't it make sense that if the New Testament, God's word, saw fit to report approvingly Elizabeth's praise of Mary, that we should praise her too? They didn't worship her, neither do we. But they did honor her because God had honored her by choosing her to bear Jesus, who is God, into the world 2 days from now. And so it is appropriate that after citing Gabriel and after Elizabeth's words praising Mary in the New Testament, our prayer continues with a reminder of Christmas, the very reason for the earlier events of the Annunciation and Visitation, the day that Mary bore God into the world, because it says, Holy Mary, Mother of God, on Christmas. And then a request that she pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And so I'm confident that with all the rosaries Daniel prayed in his lifetime, Mary was there with him at the hour of his death, as he passed from this life to the next. I'm also confident that she is also with us now in our time of loss and grief, as any mother would be. But notice, the Hail Mary is not a sad prayer. It's a prayer of hope. It's a prayer of faith. It's a prayer of love. In it, we praise Mary for her role in our Savior's conception and birth. Words taken directly from the Gospels. And we ask her for her prayers, but we don't worship her. Our worship is reserved for her Son, our Savior, soon to be born on Christmas Day, the day when the light of our salvation entered the world, entered our dark world, in fulfillment of God's promise to save us from the power of sin and death. The day on which, in the words of Elizabeth to Mary, what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled.